Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
I'm going to give you 3 points to help you in your walk with Christ and in practicing the presence of God. Everybody say, practicing the presence of God. You see that? And you see, anything that's worth doing is worth taking time for and practicing it. Now remember, practice makes perfect is a wrong saying. Because I can be practicing the wrong thing, becoming perfectly wrong, but perfect practice makes perfect. Amen. So we don't want to be doing the wrong things thinking we're right. We want to do it God's way. And there's no doubt that looking into the Scripture and the Word of God, that the presence of God is available to whosoever. Now, I understand that the Greater One lives in me, and I'm in Him, and the two of us have become one spirit. And wherever I go, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But do you know there are children of God today that have been born again, that have served God for many years, have not actually come into His presence by the Spirit. Many people, Christians today, like the Apostle Paul we spoke about, know about God. But they don't actually know God. And we're going to rectify that if there's anyone here and anyone watching by way of the internet, we welcome you. And Deuteronomy 4:29, I will read that to you. It says, you will seek the Lord your God and you will find Him. So it's not withholding from anybody. Those who seek Him will find Him. But you've got to seek Him with the right heart, right motive, right attitude. And He says, if you search after Him with all your heart and all of your soul. Amen. This means completely dedicated to searching Him out. Amen. And so we're going to look at this a little bit. And in order to get your faith up today, to experience God, we understand the relationship between a groom and a bride. Because there's many grooms here and there's many brides here. And then there's many grooms to be and many brides to be. But Jesus Christ is considered the groom. And the church is considered His bride. And the way Christ died for the church, He said, gentlemen, love your wives as I love the church. And then He says, wives, be respectful and honor your husbands. He wants that relationship to be tight. Well, He wants a relationship with us. I mean, if you withhold your presence from your bride or your spouse, your relationship is going to wane and get less positive and less powerful. But the more time you spend in each other's presence, building each other up, loving each other, the stronger your marriage and your relationship will get. Well, Christ being the groom, we being the church, being the bride, He wants that relationship with us. He loves us so very much that He came and He died so that He could have us as a bride. Now, none of you died for your bride, but He did. Amen. So he wants this amazing relationship, this intimacy with me, a human being that's got so many faults. Amen. I know none of you got any faults, but I certainly have. And if you agreed with that statement, you're in pride. So there's your first fault. We all have issues. Every one of us have issues. Amen? Amen. And so encountering His presence is possible, it's made possible, and entirely by His grace. Only by His grace. Listen, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. The grace is a gift, that faith is a gift, His life is a gift, His healing is a gift. And it's only through His grace, His absolute grace, that you can attain anything from God and you can come into His presence. Amen. Because when Jesus died, remember, the veil was rent in two. And He said, it's over. No more separation. Amen. And so it is available, and that's available, His presence, apart from every good thing you've done and apart from every bad thing you've done. You understand that? Listen, a bad thing that you do is probably the time where you really want to get into His presence. Amen. And get that forgiveness, that washing, that cleansing, that purity, and that relationship reestablished, and get back into that wonderful communion and intimacy with God. Amen? But you got to know this. God will never force His presence on you. He will never force. I know some husbands do that to wives and vice versa. And that's not good. Amen? How do you get your wife and your husband, how do you get your spouse to love you? You woo them. You honor them. You respect them. You love them. You buy them chocolates. Lots of chocolates. Amen. And so, He only fills up those people who are open. Listen to what I'm saying now. He will only let people step in, get right in His face, those ones that are open, willing, and ready to receive. If I've got no desire to be in His presence, all of the wooing that He's doing is not going to amount to anything in my life. And sometimes, but it doesn't have to be this way, it may take a tragic event to get a person closer to God. Now, what happens, unfortunately, some people say, well, you see, God did that to me so I could get closer to Him. I say to that, you got it? God doesn't do nothing but good. Right. Amen. He didn't put cancer on you to get Him closer to Him. In the cancer that you get from the enemy and the curse, you should get closer to Him anyway. And He'll turn what the devil meant for your bad and destruction into good because I get closer. Amen. But it's not from God. James 1:17, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from God the Father, with whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. He only always does good. Say, God is a good God, doing good in my life. All right, so we've got to be open and ready to receive. I'm going to give you three ways to practice this. But first, Psalm 84, verse 1, from the expanded translation, it says, Lord all-powerful, almighty God, God of heaven's army, God of hosts. How lovely is your temple, your residence, your dwelling place. Watch what he says, verse 21, verse 2. I want more than anything. I long for, I even faint to be in the courtyards of the Lord's temple. You see, you've got to have a want. You've got to have a want. I want to be with people who want to be with me. People who don't care for me, I don't really want to chase them down and spend time with them. I like to be where I am celebrated and not tolerated. You got it? And so God wants the same thing. He wants to go where He's celebrated. Amen. So now watch here. My whole being, my spirit, soul, and body sings for joy and wants to be with the living God. My God, that's a powerful scripture. There's so many. I could have brought 100 and we'd be here all week. But listen, take a scripture like that and pray it over your life and say, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, create a want, create a desire, create a fire in me to seek you. I want to seek him before I want to seek things. See, and life catches up with us, and we tend, like a marriage, often what happens is we start off gung-ho. We go on honeymoon, we come back, and we think the honeymoon's over. It's a non-ending honeymoon. Hello? You say to your wife, honey, let's go look at the moon and get romantic. It doesn't end when you come home from the honeymoon. It didn't end your relationship with God once you got saved. It began. Amen? And so take that scripture or other scriptures. My heart panteth after you. Take the scriptures and start praying them over your life. Amen? And so God gently calls you to meet with him. Gently. He won't force himself. And he waits for you to make room in your life for what he longs to give you. In his presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. In his presence is fullness of joy. I'm not too full of joy unless I've got a lot of faith in God if I got cancer. There's something that's stopping my joy from being full. But in God's presence, now I'm talking in his presence where we can spiritually, aside from our fleshly realm, spiritually, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Correct? Spiritually come into the presence of God where you're able to face him. Moses could not face him because he said, you will die if you look on me. But now you've been saved, you can spiritually come to God. And when you come to God, you will know that you know that you know when you've been in his presence that cancer doesn't stand a chance in your life. And you'll come out of the presence of God with a fullness of joy because you'll have a knowing. And when you know God and not about God, you will trust every word which is his will that he spoke. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So there is one vital aspect to any intimate relationship, married people, if you've got a steady engagement, you're engaged to someone, or you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, there is an aspect to an intimate relationship, and that is quality time alone. Everyone say, quality time alone. Now, that doesn't wash well with a couple of people, maybe, because I'm so busy. I've got so much to do. I've got to do it on the go. You can do it on the go. Once you know God, you're able to tap into his presence so much easier. But until you get into his presence and you get to know him, you get to recognize his voice, his words, and his decisions. You'll know, and you can then, while you're doing something, driving in your car, you can communicate with God. But I'm talking about when you get into the holiest of holies. You get into the presence where he says, take off your sandals, for you are standing on the holy ground. You drop to your face. You bow down. You lie prostrate in front of this incredible, loving, caring God. You've got to do that apart from praying in the day and doing it on the go. And we all need some vital time alone for a successful relationship.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is going to be at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. beginning March the 16th at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. That service begins at 10 a.m.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program,